Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Evening, good morning. I don't care what it is for you. I know it's the weekend recap, and I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it is Sports Overnight America. What an amazing weekend of sports. Something we have never seen before happen. Something that was 135-0 became 135-1. The Cinderella story of UMBC was unbelievable against Virginia. K-State was a little bit of a different story. Amazing stuff from the tournament. Absolutely amazing stuff from the tournament. Upset Central. And it's not like we had one day and then normal. No, 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 no. We had every single day absolute chaos, absolute unbelievable things happening. Teams doing things you just don't expect them to do. Teams like North Carolina, teams like Arizona, teams like Virginia, all out of the tournament. Xavier, another number one out of the tournament. Two number ones, Gonzo, Villanova, and Kansas. The only two number ones still standing. Some twos gone. Some threes gone. Michigan State goes down. I mean, honestly, we're going to talk all about it, believe me, but so much to get into. The whole weekend was just amazing. Tiger Woods came back to earth a little bit. You know, everybody was going crazy about that cat, thinking, oh my gosh, he's going to win the Masters. He went from 101 odds on him, and now they're like, he's the favorite. I don't get it, man. It's amazing. It's crazy stuff. The world is unbelievable. And the sports world is unbelievable. Anyways, I want thoughts. I want opinions, people. 1-800-878-7529. So much to dive into. We can talk NFL, man, free agency, how the Jets trade up into the draft. Just, again, so much to talk about. March Madness, crazy. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Do or die for Bama. Must win to make the NCAA tournament. Sexton got it! He got it! He got it! Roll Tide! They did it!
Test shot.
Thornton gets it to Bruton. Kareem Bruton Jr. for the win! Yes! Memphis wins!
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Welcome back in, everybody. Man, what a weekend. Honestly, just amazing stuff. That highlight right there, you had Memphis taking it to Tulsa, and then you had Alabama there as well. Just great stuff. Just, honestly, miracle-like stuff. Just things that you can't make up, man. Things that you can't predict. Things that you just don't think can happen. Like, seriously. There's no way that UMBC can beat Virginia. And again, people, it wasn't close, man. They crushed them. They absolutely crushed them. K-State, a little different story, a little bit better defensively. Their guy Lyles wasn't as effective. Izzo goes out. Jimmy Boeheim gets those Syracuse guys through. They were lucky to get in the tournament, man. Loyola Chicago. What a story that's developing into. A lot of lower seeds that just making some great noise. Just fantastic stuff, man. Get at me, people. I want to talk about it. I want to talk about what's going on in the sports world in general. Whatever's on your mind. It's always on my mind. You know that. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, let's go out to the phones, man. Let's hook up with Kenneth. Kenneth, where are you calling from, first and foremost? How are you listening? Obviously, it's the Weekend Recap. Andy Dorf, Sports Overnight America. What's on your mind, man?
I'm listening from SB Nation Radio.
Nice, nice.
I'm calling from Texas. Yeah, I have to say the game of the tourney so far has to be, without a doubt, the Virginia UMBC. I was surprised by that. Very surprised.
Everybody was, now, bro. Everybody was.
Now, my reason for calling is looking ahead to the Sweet 16, Is there a game or games that really intrigue you? And if so, which ones?
All right, so let's take a look at some of the matchups, right? I mean, wow, man. Just thinking about what we have, okay? Let me lay it out there for you, okay? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I got the bracket
right here in my hand.
All right, so let's just go through it, man. Syracuse playing Duke, right? We got let me run through them real quick. KU playing Clemson. We got Texas Tech playing Purdue. We got Villanova playing West Virginia. We got Kansas State playing Kentucky. Loyola Chicago playing Nevada. Wow, what about Nevada, man? Didn't even mention that. Holy smokes. Down 22 with 10:54 to play, people. Didn't quit. Are you kidding me? That was an amazing comeback. Seriously, amazing comeback how they beat Cincinnati. So they're playing Loyola Chicago. FSU playing Gonzaga. Gonzaga lucky to get through, man. Two tough games that they played. Maybe that'll be good for them. Michigan, talk about lucky. What a buzzer beater from Jordan Poole, man. The kid from Milwaukee. Unbelievable stuff. As obviously they're going to be playing Texas A&M, who absolutely took it to North Carolina. So, yeah, man, just amazing, interesting, really good matchups, Kenneth.
My opinion, the game that really intrigues me, I have to say Duke and Syracuse.
Yeah, two contrasting styles, man. You got obviously Jimmy Boeheim and that zone defense. You got Dookie V. You got Mike Krzyzewski. You got Carter. You got Bagley. Just a team that likes to get up and down the floor. I agree with you, man. That's going to be very interesting. Which will win out that battle of who can impose their will, their style? That'll be interesting. I agree.
Now, the Kentucky K-State, that's another one that should be very interesting.
I think Kentucky's going to have to play a little – I'm sorry. I think K-State's going to have to play a little bit better. I think Kentucky is starting to grow right before our very own eyes once again. I think that Kentucky team is pretty tough. If K-State plays the way that they played against UMBC, who – don't take me wrong, man. They played an unbelievable game against Virginia, but – the level of play from them against K-State was nowhere near the level it was against Virginia that night that they played. So K-State going to have to play a lot better. Going to have to score more than 50 points, bro.
Now, there was another game from the tourney thus far that I was very saddened to see happen.
What's that one?
It was in the first round. It was my horns taking on Nevada. We absolutely just gave that one up.
You know what? Shaka Smart, man. I love that guy, okay? I really do. And you know what? They had that. Look, you can say what you want, but ultimately, we got to give credit to Nevada, bro. That was two games that they were down. They were down to Texas in that first round, like you're talking about. They wind up coming back somehow miraculously in that game to win 87-83. And then they outdid it, bro. I couldn't believe what they did with 10:54 to play in the second half, winning that game by 2 points, man. I'm telling you what, those Martin kids, Caleb and Cody, they have no conscience, man. They just take shot after shot after shot, bro. And you know what? If they don't go in, they just keep taking them. And sooner or later, that shot's going to go in for that cat. So yeah, dude, I'm telling you what, you got to give credit where credit's due. Nevada played out of their minds. They played out of their heads. They got it together when they needed to get it together. And Texas took their foot off the gas. And same with Cincinnati, man. Both those teams took their foot off the gas, bro.
I definitely have to say the game out of the two that I mentioned, the game that really is going to determine probably who's going to win the title, I have to say it's probably going to be the Duke Syracuse. I'm predicting right now, whoever wins that matchup is probably going to end up winning the title.
You know
whoever
what, Duke
wins
is
that matchup.
Yeah, Duke is special. I really think they're fantastic. They're bigs. I don't think anybody has bigs like they have. in all of the country. Carter and my buddy Marvin Bagley, who I've been talking about, by the way, since he was in sixth grade. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. Been watching that kid play. He's from Arizona. And truth be told, that dude is unbelievable. He's got hops. When he throws the ball down in the hoop, it's literally like he's looking down on everybody. So I think Duke is really good. Well coached, obviously. Mike Krzyzewski, we know that. Grayson Allen playing pretty well, keeping his composure. You got to like Duke, man. I'm sorry. You really got to like him. I think Syracuse will have a little bit of trouble scoring, but they do have some guys, man. Brissett, really tough down there for those guys in the paint. And again, man, just the coaching from Jimmy Boeheim, man. You can't question that either. So I like that matchup, man. Again, two contrasting styles, two, you know, Hall of Fame coaches. That's a great matchup, bro. I think you may have that one pegged as to one of the most intriguing matchups. Hey, I appreciate your call as always, Kenneth, man. Keep calling me every Sunday, every Monday, whatever it is for you, man. I really appreciate your thoughts and your opinions, bro.
And before I go, can I squeeze in one more question?
Yeah.
I have an NFL free agency question I'm interested to get your thoughts on.
Go right ahead.
I heard word that the Honey Badger is joining forces with my beloved Texans.
Yep.
I'm interested to get your take on that.
I'll give it to you, brother. Thanks for the call, man. I really like it. I totally appreciate Kenneth, man. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. I'm going to answer that bad boy, just so you know. Look, man, Honey Badger for $7 million, that's a steal. I believe the Cardinals were offering $8 million, so this became about a matter of principle, to be quite honest with you, man. He did not like the fact that they gave money to Sam Bradford and Mike Glennon and did not want to pay him the money that he had currently coming to him. Anyways, I got to take a break. You got yourself a hell of a player is what I'm trying to tell you, Kenneth. Anyways, keep them coming, man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Andy Dorf, it is the Weekend Recap, and you're listening to Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Frank Howard walks it up. Watched by Trey Holder. Shooting to our right. 4:22 left. Two-point game. Syracuse trailing. They're set on the left wing. Touch it to Dolezal. Over to Battle on the right wing. Dolezal on the right baseline to a cutting Brissett. He flips it up. Good. Plus the foul. O'Shea Brissett churning toward the bucket. Receiving the pass and converting. He ties the score at 49, and he can give the Orange the lead at the stripe.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Yeah.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Ali splitting defenders, drive and kick, Wilkes the three, left wing, no, Wilkes the back tap all the way to half court, Holiday regains it, Holiday with a fresh 30 for UCLA, to Goleman on the right wing, back into the hands of Holiday, 2:34 left, 5-point lead for St. Bonaventure, Ali catching two three, he got it, an up fake to free himself from Stockard, a step to his left, and he drilled the triple to make it 58-56. Bruins within two.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me. 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about the madness. Let's talk about the madness. Did you enjoy what you saw? I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I was glued, man. I was glued. Great stuff. I know you were glued too. And if you weren't, tell me what you were into. I want to hear about it. Was it Tiger Woods watching him at Bay Hill? Guy took fifth place. Came back to earth a little bit, people. All of a sudden, you know, like his he goes from 100 to 1 to 10 to 1 to being the favorite at the Masters. Look, I love the guy. Don't get me wrong. I love the dude. But let's go out and let's play consistent for a little while before we jump all over that wagon once again. A lot going on in the sports world, man. Tons going on. Let's jump out back to the phones at 1-800-878-7529. Let's hook up with my good buddy Mitch in Santa Monica. Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America, all over the world. Mitch, you are being heard. What's on your mind, brother?
My brother from another mother, almost literally. Dude, you just like totally got me off my rails about Tiger because I am so focused on. I'm sorry, this is not madness. This tournament is freaking insanity. Are you kidding me? This is unbelievable. What's going on? I mean, my goodness. This morning we talked, and I didn't even think about Arizona because who cares about a 13 over a 4? I mean, my God, you got twos and ones. Getting blown out all over the place. North Carolina, my goodness, getting absolutely blown out of their socks. I mean, what an incredible day. This weekend, 4 days of insanity. I'm going out of my freaking mind. It's unbelievable. Tournament is, and by the way, my first take when I was thinking about this on Wednesday, Andy, when I was going to call you at one of your shows, I was thinking, okay, I'll evolve one of my takes like, you know, what's worse, being the state of Arizona putting two teams in that embarrass themselves, or the state of Wisconsin, basically Marquette and Wisconsin, not having any teams in, but at least, you know, not embarrassing themselves. I mean, and then all of a sudden, you get all this crap happening, and you're going like, I totally forgot about that. I mean, my goodness gracious. I mean, this tournament is turned upside side down. I mean,
hey,
it's weird because you got like one side of the bracket, you've got like what, 9-5 against 11-7, and you got 9-4 versus 7-3, and then you almost got chalk going like, well, 2-11. But Syracuse, they've already played three games. They're in the Sweet 16 and they played three games. Can you freaking believe that? And then, of course, you know, Kansas won, you know, against, over Clemson. All right, so Clemson's 5-4, whatever. 5-4 doesn't matter anything. I mean, this is the first time, and I'm not sure how many years, in which there was no 12-5. But who cares about 12-5 upsets? We're talking about 16-1. We're talking about, like, all this other stuff. Like, it's blowing my freaking mind what happened. I mean, and then, of course, the last game is always a terrible game. You know, but I'm sorry, and you know what? I stand here, and I will say that I did turn off the Nevada game. I walked away, and I know it's spring break. I got my kids coming home, and I went and did some chores, and then I turned on the TV, and I saw celebration. I was like, "Are you kidding me? What did I do? Walk away from 22 points? I mean." You can't turn off this tournament. So what did I do? I watched the Marshall game to its completion, figuring that they might have a comeback. But, of course, that was not anywhere near that. I mean, it was unbelievable. If you are a sports fan, and I don't care if you don't give a rat's tuchus about basketball, this is the most compelling storyline event in all of sports. It is
all right, so
exciting, and this is the weekend that it happened.
Yeah, hey, let me ask you a couple questions here,
sure,
Mitch. And I love your thoughts, man. People, get on board. Let's load them up, man. 1-800-878-7529. I'll be here all night for you, to be honest with you. So let's just keep talking about the madness. Because, Mitch, you're right, bro. This has just been unbelievable. Could you have ever thought – check this out. Like, hear me out really quickly. K-State or Kentucky – would be playing to go to the Elite Eight, and then Loyola, Chicago, or Nevada playing to go to the Elite Eight. And then, to be honest with you, any one of those four teams, like, literally having a serious shot at getting to the Final Four. So that's pretty amazing in itself right there. Villanova, like you said, there's a little bit of chalk, and Villanova's been impressive, and I'll be quite honest with you, West Virginia has been very impressive, too, throughout the tournament, too. So it's almost too bad that those two teams will have to meet up, but I think that that's going to be a very good basketball game. West Virginia has great guard play. Carter, that dude is freaking solid. Their big guy, he's solid as well down low for West Virginia. Villanova, I think that that's going to be a great matchup. I really do. Texas Tech, look, man, they were decent. I don't necessarily think that people really thought that they were a great team. Purdue, I thought Purdue could get here. They're big guys out now, so it'll be interesting to see how Purdue continues to play during this, but I'd like to see them get to a Final Four, because that was a team that I thought could get there. I thought Villanova would be playing Purdue to make it to the Final Four in that one, so I have that one pretty much right on. KU, you know me, bro. I'm going to like them, and I know you're not going to like them, so it's okay. Syracuse and Duke. That's an interesting matchup just because, man, Jimmy Boeheim, you got obviously Krzyzewski, Duke and Syracuse, the history. On the other side, you know, Florida State playing Gonzaga. I think people would have thought Gonzaga, but Florida State, that was a great, great victory over Xavier, man. They just never gave up either, to be honest with you. They were down double digits late in that ball game. Florida State made it happen, bro. So they've got guys that can go out there and shoot. I think that'll be an up and down game, to be quite honest with you. Michigan and Texas A&M, I mean, the first one to 50 in that game might win. So going to be some interesting stuff, although Texas A&M can score the ball. But, man, you're right. This has just been a really wild, wacky March Madness. And to be quite honest with you, man, I'm loving every single minute of it, Mitch.
Last week, Coach Cal, 27 hours ago, was singing the blues on ESPN's Bracketology on how he got screwed with his seeding. And by the way, right now, he's the number one seeded team in the South.
Yeah.
After the first weekend. He's yeah. a 5, and you've got a 9 and 11. I mean, 9, 11, and a 7. Are you
yeah.
freaking kidding me? I mean,
no, it's wild,
buddy. I hate the guy as it is. I hate the program as it is. But I was actually kind of, I was a little bit sympathetic to the guy. And I talked to you actually a week ago saying I thought he got screwed. And look at what happened in that division, in that region. It was insane.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
no. Hey.
Thanks.
Let me ask you this.
And by the way, hey, give props to Michigan. By the way, think about their winning streak. They won the Big Ten championship, and they weren't supposed to. Their free throw shooting is terrible, and these guys have stepped up. And by the way, there could have been two more upsets today. The Kansas Seton Hall game, listen, that went down to the wire. And what was the other one? The Florida State. I was counting Florida State out, and then was like, "Are you joking?" They were like down by 9 with like 2.5 to go, and they
yeah.
come back.
No, they got guys that can shoot, man, and they get up and down the floor like a bunch of deer. So I'll tell you what, they're never gonna be out of a game. Hey, Mitch, I'm up against it, man. I gotta let you run. I love your thoughts, bro. Just keep
them
coming.
I need 2 seconds, buddy. I told you that on Facebook. I needed 2 segments.
I want to keep it rolling with other callers, man. But literally, bro, I love your thoughts. I love your opinions. You got great stuff. People, keep it coming at
me. Who are your final four right now?
Final four right now. I'll answer that for you, man. And again, man, I appreciate the calls. I love the thoughts. I love the opinions. 1-800, it's 878-7529. And when I do come back on the other side, I'll answer that question. Because truth be told, there's nobody, and I mean nobody, that could have ever imagined the chaos and the just craziness that you have seen through the first weekend of March Madness. And you know what? We've got some really, really interesting, intriguing matchups coming for Sweet 16 action. So it's awesome. You got to love it. It's March Madness. It's crazy. It's supposed to be like this. Anyways, people, get at me. 1-800-878-7529. I'll give you my final four when I come back. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend recap. And yes, you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Excellent job. Gonzaga celebrates another championship in the West Coast Conference. For the sixth consecutive year, the 17th time overall.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. The first couple rounds of the March Madness tournament are in the books, and wow, if you could have predicted this, you are unbelievable. You are amazing. I want you to come consult me about sports if you could have predicted everything that happened. You're amazing. Nobody predicted it. 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about other things going on in the sports world. Doesn't have to be about March Madness. Can be about the NBA. Can be about NFL. Can be about Major League Baseball, which is very close to being something that's realistically happening. So get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter, man. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com, which, by the way, you can always check me out in Phoenix, Arizona, NBCSports1060.com. My show starts at 9 a.m. Phoenix time. That's Mountain Standard for you people. Actually, no, I think it's Pacific. My bad. Pacific time. So you can always check that out. But I want to let you know what's going on real quick. I'll get you updated on the current standings in the NBA. Toronto Raptors go down. DeMar DeRozan wasn't happy. But they've got a 5-game lead in the Eastern Conference. So I think they're okay. They're going to go in as the number one seed. And I think the question you have about them as they get into the playoffs is how will they feel being the team that's at the top? Because now it's kind of expected that you go pretty deep into the playoffs and maybe get to the NBA championship, get to the finals. I think they have a legitimate shot to do it. I really do. Boston's been banged up, a little bit choppy down the stretch. Cleveland hasn't figured it out. Kevin Love, I know he's not in the lineup. I know. Not quite sure it's going to make that big of a difference. I just don't think the supporting cast is there. A lot of weight on LeBron's shoulders. A lot of weight on those shoulders, man. So I think it's going to be Toronto that does have a serious, legitimate shot to get out of the East. And what's up with the Golden State Warriors, people? Really banged up right now, man. Really banged up. So, Houston, well, a 3-game lead at this point, and the best record in all of the NBA. I guess that's really about all that Toronto, Houston, and Golden State are playing for. But legitimately, I don't think the Warriors or Toronto are going to catch Houston. So how does Golden State react being from a team that's not on top? But they're still expected to get out of the West, obviously. A little bit of a different scenario. And then the Houston Rockets, with the addition of Chris Paul, holy smokes. This team is pretty dynamic. This team is pretty interesting. James Harden, got to give the dude the MVP. Sorry, got to give it to him. Got to give it to him. And the truth is Russell Westbrook has done nothing not to get the MVP once again. If I'm not mistaken, he's right there again to average a triple-double. And then when you look at the Western Conference standings in general, holy cow, man. And in all honesty, the Eastern Conference from 3 through 8, very close. 3 through 8 on both sides, very close. So I really expect the NBA playoffs in general throughout the whole way to be much better. To be much better, people. We are not guaranteed to see Cleveland playing the Golden State Warriors. I'm sorry, we are not guaranteed that. For the last 3 years, you could have been sleeping. You could have just been sleeping for about a month and then pushed your alarm to wake up and get you to the finals because you knew it was going to be Cleveland playing Golden State. But it's not that way anymore. It's not that way anymore. Because Cleveland has yet to find themselves. And Golden State's all banged up. So we have a serious opportunity for something different. I think the world wants something different too. 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk sports. I'm going to jump back to the NCAA because that's really where my head is at. This madness was crazy. And the South, which everybody was anticipating a great matchup of Virginia playing Arizona, never took place. Never took place, man. UMBC, that's a great story. It's an awesome story. It's too bad they couldn't follow it up against Kansas State. Kansas State, by the way, playing without their best player. Very well coached by Bruce Weber. Very well coached. They play good defense. They struggle scoring the ball. I think that's going to be something to look out for against Kentucky for them. It's almost like Kentucky is a underdog. And we're talking about Kentucky. But in all honesty, they're a little bit under the radar at a 5 seed. They're the highest seed, man. And I guess just based on the seeds, you would call them the favorite in the South now. But I'll tell you what, that Nevada team, there's something special about them. Caleb and Cody Martin, they don't care, man. They'll just keep hoisting up shots. Sooner or later, that's going to find the bottom of the net. That's what they're thinking. They can play terrible for 30 minutes. They can be down 22 points with 10 minutes and 54 seconds left. And they can battle their asses off and they can get back in it. That is just, you can never question the heart of a young man or an athlete in general. And when they're put to the test, what will they do? What will they do, people? Nevada kept forcing tempo. They kept forcing possessions. They kept giving themselves an opportunity to get into the game. They never quit. And then they just chopped it away, man. They just chop, 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 chop. And then before you know it, man, they're putting a bucket in. About 9 seconds left on the clock. Cincinnati really can't control it. Nevada with the shocker. Of many shockers, by the way. So many shockers. And again, man, I want to say hello to all the people listening. I love my SB Nation radio people, XM Sirius. All over the place, man. I love all you people that check me out. I really do. I appreciate you. You can always catch me. I start live at 10 o'clock at night Pacific time. That's when we start this program. That's when you can start buzzing me up at 1-800-878-7529 or hit me up on the Twitter at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. But yeah, man, I love you people listening to me Sunday, Monday, morning, evening, whatever it is. And again, check out my local show in Phoenix, NBCSports1060.com. Starts at 9 a.m. Phoenix, Arizona time. So adjust your clock to whatever it is. But getting back to this, man, KU, say what you want, man. They've gotten through. And Seton Hall, they put up a good fight, man. They just didn't quit either. They really didn't. But I never really felt like KU was going to go down either. I felt like they were in control of the game. And Graham didn't even play that well. So that's a good sign. Villanova, West Virginia is going to be fantastic. It's going to be a great game. Texas Tech and Purdue, I think that's going to be fun. That's Zaire Smith. Holy cow, that dude can fly for Texas Tech. He can absolutely fly. Will Purdue have enough? That's the question. Will they have enough to get past a tough Texas Tech team? Clemson, yeah, they played well. I agree. I got people watching me, by the way. You can do it, Andy Dorf, public on Facebook Live. So you can always check it out there, too. I don't disagree with you, man. Clemson played well. Auburn really wasn't very good, though. They came into the tournament struggling. They were lucky to get by Charleston. So I like Clemson. Don't get me wrong. They were impressive. They were impressive, man. Anytime you win by 31 points, you're impressive. So, again, everybody that's in the Sweet 16, people, they deserve to be there. Loyola Chicago, I mean, that's a great story too. Think about that 90-year-old, 98-year-old woman. All those dudes, man, they come up to her, they kiss her, they praise her. She gives them information. She tells them about other players. At 98, dude, she's so into it. Amazing. The sister there at Loyola Chicago. Gonzaga kind of got, they were tested. They made it through. I think the team that I find really, really the most interesting to me is that Nevada team because they don't quit. Florida State, them too, maybe. They got a lot of athletes. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch them play Gonzaga. It's going to be a lot of fun just in general to watch the Sweet 16. It's going to be a lot of fun. But we got to wait till next week, people. Got to wait till next week, Thursday. Huh. The madness was just absolutely unbelievable. It gave us everything we wanted and more. Again, man, it was upsets left and right. Left and right upsets. The big dogs went down early. The number one overall seed goes down to a 16 seed. It's not supposed to happen, but it did. And again, that's why you're going to play these games. That's why you got to play 40 minutes. And again, that's what I love so much about this tournament in general. You're guaranteed 40 minutes. You're not guaranteed 4 out of 7. You're guaranteed 40 minutes, people. And those kids, they go out there and they do what they can do. And if you win, you advance. If you lose, you're going home. And for some of these guys, like North Carolina or Virginia or Arizona or Xavier, who is a number one seed, or Michigan State, who's not supposed to lose to a Syracuse team that was playing in a write-in game. Again, man, you cannot make this stuff up, people. It was just the most fantastic weekend of March Madness that I think I have ever seen in my life. Man, oh, man. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I will be back. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out here on the Weekend Recap on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
This is Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
That's the future in New York, and here comes Kreider. What a game for Kreider with 3 points. Puts on the break. Zibanejad. Shot scores! Game winner, Mika Zibanejad.
Tired of hearing him berate them.
Oh, Chris Middleton.
Somebody else got berated on that finish by Chris Middleton. Wow.
This is Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America. I want to get through a few scores before I get out of here, and obviously got to thank Scott for all the highlights that you hear, NBA.com, NCAA.com, and obviously NHL.com for all the clips. The Golden Knights get a win, which they much needed, 4-0 Avalanche, 5-1 over the Red Wings, Lightning, 3-1 over the Oilers, Hurricanes 4-3 over the Islanders, Blues in overtime over the Blackhawks, Capitals go down to the Flyers 6-3, Ducks 4-2 over the Devils, the Jets get it done 4-2, and then obviously in the NBA, just a few games to be honest with you in the NBA, the Thunder do get it done 132-125 over the Raptors, like I said. DeMar DeRozan not happy in that game for some reason or another. 108-89, the Pelicans beat the Celtics, who I said are struggling. Rockets 129-120 over the T-Wolves. Blazers just keep on blazing, 122-109 as they beat the Clippers, who need to keep winning, by the way, because they're trying to make it into the playoffs. But, man, oh, man, as always, you know how it goes, people. So much to talk about in the sports world, not enough time to do it. I got to get the heck out of Dodge, but man, oh man, it was an unbelievable weekend of March Madness. Tiger comes back to earth. The NBA in full throttle, jockeying for NBA playoff positioning. You name it, I got you covered. Unbelievable weekend. I can't wait to do it again next week right here on the Weekend Recap with me, Andy Dorf. And yes, you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. Peace, everybody.